Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There is a difference, as far as the government is concerned, between a terrorist and an enemy combatant, and between an enemy combatant and a criminal. Up till now, the phrase enemy combatant was used to describe terrorists who were captured by the CIA or the military overseas. Exclusively. They were then held as prisoners of war in Guantanamo, and they were tried before a military tribunal. But what about the terror suspects who were caught here in the U.S.? Some of them are labeled combatants. Some are criminals, as far as the law is concerned. That whole delineation, that whole labeling system could change, though. Joining us now to explain is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So what is changing here and why?
The Defense Authorization Bill, which happens, about every year or 18 months, is on the Senate floor right now. It's a $660 billion authorization bill. But here's the important part that we're talking about today. Remember the Christmas underwear bomber, Abdumatallab? Remember him? He was arrested, and shortly after that, plane landed in Detroit, and he tried to detonate his underwear bomb. Well, shortly after that, he was arrested, taken by the FBI, and read his Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. We all know Miranda rights. Took him in as a criminal and then tried to interrogate him that way. Well, that has gotten a lot of people in the intelligence and the national security and the political community hopping mad. Here's the change that the Defense Authorization Bill is seeking. Any suspect that is deemed to be a member of Al-Qaeda caught on U.S. soil will now be automatically deemed enemy combatant in the custody of the military.
You lose your citizenship if the police say you're a terrorist?
U.S. citizens exempt, John. Great question. At first, when they first concocted this new policy, U.S. citizens were not exempt. They now are, under the language that's in this bill now. So anyone who's deemed by the government in a habeas hearing to be a member of Al-Qaeda, to be suspected of terrorism, will automatically have to be in military custody and go through the military tribunal process, may not be prosecuted as a criminal, may not be read Miranda warnings, they may not be the administration would no longer have that discretion. Now, there was a vote yesterday in the Senate to strip this provision out, and it failed. They got 60 votes to keep it in. Here's Lindsey Graham. He's a major proponent of this new provision, and he was speaking off the Senate floor yesterday.
When it comes to people caught on the homeland, stop the absurd practice of automatically providing them a lawyer and reading them their Miranda rights, because we're not worried about the prosecution. We're worried about what they know and what they're up to in terms of future attacks.
Which means Lindsey Graham wants to be able to use certain methods of getting that information out of them, which were perhaps not permitted in the criminal code.
The military does have wider discretion on how to interrogate people. Also, standards of evidence in court. Don't forget preponderance of evidence.
It's not the standard.
When you try to prosecute somebody, reasonable doubt. Thank you.
Right.
Now, you might want to know who's in favor of this. This is a lot of people on Capitol Hill. This is largely a political construct. They're getting lots of votes from people who are up for re-election. You want to know who's against it? The White House. This bill is currently under a veto threat from the president if this provision stays in. The House hasn't acted on it yet. The Senate voted yesterday to keep this in the law. So if this bill passes, new policy and a veto threat from the president.
Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
Talking about the change which may label terrorists caught in the United States as enemy combatants instead of criminals.